Blog Talk Radio.
Like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program, and editor-in-chief of Chicken Whisperer magazine. Today is Friday, February 28th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, I welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit us online at chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Introducing the Chicken Fountain, a new way to water your flock. The Chicken Fountain will change your life and keep your chickens healthier by providing clean, fresh water every time. No more daily cleaning of dirty chicken waterers. This semi-sealed system keeps every drop of water fresh and clean. Proudly made in the USA, the Chicken Fountain will provide your flock with fresh, clean water for years to come. To order your Chicken Fountain, visit chickenfountain.com. That's chickenfountain.com. Do you provide a heat source for your backyard chickens in the winter? In most cases, it's not necessary. But if you choose to provide a heat source for your backyard chickens, it's imperative to use a safe and effective heat source, and the only one I recommend is the Sweeter Heater. The Sweeter Heater is a safe, completely sealed, washable, non-breakable, energy-efficient, long-lasting, and reliable specific area heater that comes with a 3-year warranty. Ditch the dangerous heat lamp this season and invest in the only heater I recommend, the Sweeter Heater. Purchase the Sweeter Heater online at sweeterheater.com. That's sweeterheater.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We have a very, very exciting show today. It is, of course, Friday, the very last day of February. Where is this year gone? It's just flying by, especially February. I know it's already a shorter month, 28 days, but it has flown by like no other. So we're getting ready and all geared up for March, of course, but we've got a very exciting show for you today. We're giving away not one, but two chicken coop prizes to two different fans, listeners, and it's going to be a very exciting show. We have a grand prize package, which is worth about $1,600+, and then we've got a second prize package, which I think is worth, I think it's right around $800 to $1,000 as well. I'll have to switch over and get the whole list here in just a minute when we bring Diane on from Urban Coop Company. And so she's going to be telling us a little bit about the coops we're giving away today and her company. And then probably around 12:30, we'll be giving the winners a call. I do have their information, and they were chosen by random drawing through random.org last night after midnight, of course. And we'll get those folks. Now, you do not have to be listening live to win. That's a part of the deal. We will contact them via email, via telephone, and Facebook, and all that after the show today. But it always makes for a fun show. So there is a chance that when we call them, they won't pick up their phone, or they won't be available, or they'll be at work, or whatever the case may be. And that's perfectly fine. But if by chance we get a hold of one or both, it's always exciting to hear their reactions and things like that. So we've done this for over 5 years now, giving away chicken coops on this broadcast, and every time it is very, very, very fun, and we're fortunate to have wonderful sponsors that will donate these coops and the shipping and upgrades and things like that, and all the prizes that go along with the grand prize package. So we're very fortunate for that. Let me just say, because we haven't been on in a little while, I want to say, hey, send a shout-out to all the homeschoolers that listen to the show every day. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope your schooling is going very well, and we thank you for tuning in. All the over-the-road truck drivers we hear from that listen to the archive on iTunes.com, podcast.com, Zoom.com, and, of course, right here at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for tuning in. Of course, all of the stores, the retail stores, Feed and Seeds nationwide that stream the show live for your customers, we thank you very much for tuning in. Everybody live today that's listening, thank you. The chat room chickeneers that are in the chat room, thank you. A little tidbit in the chat room, if you take a moment to register with Blog Talk Radio, you can get your own screen name and you can participate in the chat room, which is always fun. Of course, everybody that listens to the archive show, so we thank you very much for tuning in today. But it's going to be a fun time. Let me tell you, talk about an interesting and humbling experience. I've had a lot of great experiences doing the Chicken Whisperer thing, traveling across the country, but I've got two main things regarding yesterday's webinar. Number one, if you tried to participate in the webinar yesterday and had issues, you are not the only one. It was not, to clarify this, it was not a CDC equipment failure. It was not a USDA equipment failure or problem. It was not a diversity marketing out of New Jersey who kind of oversaw and ran the webinar. It was a NIDWA. In fact, they purchased this airtime, this package where we could broadcast this webinar nationally with hundreds of folks. And we went through the rehearsal on Wednesday. It pretty much went without a hitch. And then yesterday, we were all geared up, and we had connect issues, both in Atlanta and in Washington, D.C., and in New Jersey. And so we thought, well, who's causing the problem? And it ended up being Adobe that was causing the problem. So they are on that, and I don't know. We went ahead with the webinar. It stated that everything was going okay once we started broadcasting live at about, I think, 10 after 2. But I don't know how much was captured. So if everything was captured good, then, of course, as planned, the webinar will be archived and put on the USDA AVIS website, so everybody can go and listen to it 24/7 when it's convenient for you. If it was not captured appropriately or there were issues with it, then they're talking about all of us getting together again here in the next 10 days and doing another one. So we'll just have to see. I haven't heard back yet today what the deal's going to be, but that's the first part I wanted to tell you about. The other, I mean, I know that because my wife was back here at the RV resort, she was going to tune in, and she got an email an hour before the webinar that said, sorry you missed it, because we were registered, of course. And I think everybody that was registered got an email an hour before it started that said, sorry, you missed it. So there was some issues, and it all falls on Adobe. They said it was a platform failure, whatever that means for you IT guys. But it had nothing to do with anything that USDA, CDC, Chicken Whisperer, Inc., or Diversity Marketing. It all falls on Adobe, thank goodness. So I'll keep you all up to date on Facebook and Twitter on what the deal is, when, if it was captured. And we'll be archived, and you can go and listen to it, or if we're going to redo it all over again. But I'm telling you one thing, visiting the CDC was absolutely amazing. Growing up here in Atlanta, living here for 42 years, from the time I was born to just 2.5 years ago when we moved out to the homestead, when Caleb was born, and just watching that place grow and grow and grow, and right now it's all brand new facility. The whole campus is huge. Going in, the security, you know, they check your car for explosives and you, and then you go through, and there's multi-checkpoints throughout the place, and it was just a really neat experience, and then very humbling when we got into this big, beautiful, fancy conference room to do this live national broadcast webinar, and I'm just sitting there taking it all in, and I'm looking around, and I'm surrounded. I mean, there's no other way to describe it, but because they had folks that came in that didn't want to register because they wanted to. It was limited space, so we had a room full of people, and I was looking around, and not only do we have CDC folks there, but also the U.S. Public Health Service was there, which is a uniform division, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, you know, these are the top researchers and scientists in the world I'm sitting here with, one happened to be right next to me, and it was just a very humbling experience, and it was awesome. And we were talking about keeping backyard chickens safe. So what does that tell me? It tells me as I look around and see all these little towns and big towns alike banning and refusing their citizens to keep backyard chickens for whatever unwarranted reason. It's almost foolish to me. I know here we have the top scientists in the world. You know, preparing for, planning for, and broadcasting live nationally a webinar about, you know, the excitement, the benefits of keeping backyard poultry in urban areas and rural areas alike, and we're spending time and money doing this. But yet you have cities that are making these things up that's bad. So why, you know, it's just one of those, that's another thing that we can use when we go to fight City Hall and say, you know, you do realize that, you know, USDA here is on board, we've got the CDC, you have the FDA, all these big wigs, you know, here you are saying, well, they're going to stink, or they're going to be loud, or there's disease issues, or there's property value issues, which we can blow that out of the water anytime we're there. We help people do this nationwide, but it's just interesting. That was going through in my mind as well. It's like, here we have a town that says they don't want them and they're all bad, this, that, and the other, but you've got, here we are with top government agencies telling folks about the benefits of keeping backyard poultry and how to do it the right way, how to keep them clean, how to keep your family safe and your chickens healthy and safe from diseases and treating diseases and things like that. So it was it was a very good experience, and it was humbling, and it could go down and one of my awesome memories. So nothing more. So okay, gotcha. So I was just looking, went over the chat room and see what was all going there. So but that was pretty cool. And then the magazine launch is coming up very quickly. I'm just pulling my hair out the little bit that I have because it's deadline after deadline after deadline. And so when I'm out, now that the webinars may be done, we may have to go back in and do this again. I think the magazine goes to print this coming Tuesday, and holy cow. And then I'm not sure when it'll actually be released and shipped or mailed, if you will, to all the people that subscribe to the print edition. I don't know the exact date when, if you subscribe to the digital edition, when it's going out. I know that I will get 1,000 copies shipped to my first stop on the tour down near Mobile, Alabama, to take with me on the tour. But all that's going on, it's all coming to a head. It's just all these three major events within about 14 days all coming to light. So my life has been absolutely a little crazy. Plus the Coupe Tour, I mean the Coupe Contest, and making sure I post where I need to post and get people excited for that. It's been very hectic, but I love what I do. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I get to travel coast to coast spreading the chicken love, and I get to take my family with me. Best job in the world. All right, let's get over here to the phone lines. I've got Diane with Urban Coupe Company, and they're located out in Texas. I may have a chance to stop by and see them when I'm on the tour coming up in April. If we do, we'll have to see what kind of connectivity we have at their facility. We may be able to broadcast the podcast web radio show live from their location. Don't have a date yet. It's a very preliminary, but I think we'll be within maybe an hour and a half of them, maybe an hour, and we could make it maybe, possibly a day trip. So we're looking at doing that. So let's get over to the phone lines and let's hear more about these awesome coupes we're giving away and who's giving them, providing them for us. Diane, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And but wow, what a great month it's been. February is a little bit shorter month, so we had it just flew by for us, and probably you as well. But it started out with a great Ultimate Chicken Coop contest, and we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of sponsors participate up for the next 6 or 7 months. And Urban Coop Company there in Texas was sponsoring the February Ultimate Chicken Coop contest. And y'all started out with the I think it was called the Curve Roux for the Curve Top.
Round Top.
Round Top. And so we started out with that model, and then I think maybe about 10 days into it, maybe about halfway through the month, you said, you know what, we have another coupe, and we'd like to get that out there. We'd like to people know that, you know, we have the selection of coupes that they can choose from. This one's a little bit more designed like a tractor versus maybe a stationary coupe. And, you know, we'd like to get it out there as well so people know the choices they have with our company. So we y'all presented that to me. We said, well, we'll have a second place prize as well that will win the Belfry chicken coop. And so we're looking forward to that today to let both winners, we'll try to call them both here in a little bit, live on the air if we can get our switchboard to work. And then and get that taken care of. So tell us about how y'all are just outside of Austin, Texas, I believe. Tell us how y'all got started in designing and making these two chicken coops, what kind of went into figuring out the best way, how long it took for you really to kind of master this design and have this successful design, and then what's in your future as a coop company. So how did y'all get started?
Well, I've kept chickens for years, and I kept hearing over and over from people, oh, I'd love to keep chickens. And I kept thinking, well, why don't you? And so the more I talked to people, the more I would hear, well, I just really don't know what to put them in. It seemed like people weren't necessarily intimidated about the chickens and taking care of them. It was just, you know, finding a good chicken coop to put them in and, you know, getting started that way. My husband was a commercial builder, had a commercial construction company, and a couple years ago we were driving in the car going to visit family for Thanksgiving, and I said, you should build chicken coops. And he said, you're crazy. And I said, no, really, I think if you design a cute chicken coop that is easy to use, people will buy it. And he said, well, I think you're crazy. And I said, well, why don't you just design one? And so he sat down at the computer and drew out a whole bunch, and I kept saying, no, it needs to be cute. And right. He kept saying, well, what is cute? And I said, well, I'll tell you when I see it. And so we came up with a round top coop, and that was our first model, and kind of simultaneously with that, you know, we wanted something, like I said, cute. That was my main criteria. That obviously wasn't his main design criteria. His main design criteria was, you know, having some clever features, easy to keep it clean. And so we designed the front lower panel to be completely removable so that you could just get in and rake out without having to bend over. The upper roost area, you just open the door and clean it out with a brush so you don't have to. His thing was no bending or stooping to keep it clean, because we also kind of had the idea that all, you know, all ages enjoy chickens, and we have heard over and over, oh, I used to keep chickens, you know, 50 years ago, and now I'm getting older, and it's getting harder for me to bend over and stoop. And so those were, you know, that was kind of how we got started. So our first model was the round top coop. And then we decided to do something that was a little bit more portable. And so we came up with the belfry coop. Similar idea. We wanted it to be easy to clean, easy to, you know, maintain.
Tell us some of the features of both coops. We'll just start off with the round top coop. What are some of the features that make unique? And I know you talked about a little bit user-friendly things, but I know that when people initially look at the picture on your website, they say, oh, wow, there's a like, looks like a planter there with some plants, and that make it kind of attractive to the backyard as well. And what are some of the other features you've incorporated in the round top?
Well, in the round top, well, all our coops are built 100% North American cedar, so they are, you know, designed to be outdoors.
Yes.
Cedar is a great outdoor building material that doesn't need to be sealed, which is another thing. You know, once you seal something, you kind of have to keep sealing something. And so we really wanted, you know, low maintenance. People can paint them, and people do, but we just wanted something, you know, out the door that you weren't signing up for a maintenance task. We used real heavy gauge wire, 18 gauge wire, so no chicken wire or, you know, nothing flimsy. We handcraft the coop here in Dripping Springs, which, like you said, is right outside of Austin. I'm actually looking out the window to see at our several prototypes that we have that we built, that we tested, to make sure, you know, that the chickens laid where they were supposed to lay, slept where they were supposed to sleep, and, you know, that they would be safe from predators inside the coop. We have all kinds of predators around here, so we have a bunch that, you know, that we test continually, every day.
Every day, to keep, yeah, absolutely,
yes.
Just to see if there's any issues. Yep, I've talked to a lot of mom and pop companies that have been sponsors, and they say, you know, we are continually making improvements. I know that the sweeter heater, just I got a press release from them not too long ago, and they said, you know, we've had three things that we wanted to upgrade or make better, and we've done that. And so it's, you know, it's great that y'all continue to do that and say, okay, well, what can we improve next year? What can we add? Can we add another model? Can we upgrade this model? What kind of updates can we have? Which is always good, when, especially from customers that say, you know, that would be really cool if, or, you know, they're using it every day and might have a different perspective. But I love the fact that you said cleaning. We mentioned that on the webinar yesterday about, you know, an easy-to-clean coop. If it's not easy to clean, you're not going to want to clean it, period, no matter how much you love your chickens. And so that is always
absolutely. When it gets cold outside or you get busy, it's just, you know, it seems like cleaning the coop falls to the bottom of the list of to-dos. And they're very easy to clean. So the round top, if I spend 15 minutes a week keeping it cleaned, that's a pretty generous amount of time. It just is super easy for me to do, and I actually don't get dirty cleaning it, which is another nice thing. I can actually go out in my street clothes, clean it, and then get in the car and go somewhere without stinking. So that was that's a nice, you know, benefit, because we're all busy and you want to be outside watching your chickens, not outside cleaning your chicken coop. So
that is exactly right. Do do y'all have any plans right now or any other drawings on the board per se with any new models that you're looking at coming out of, kind of expanding, or do you think that these two are going to kind of hold the fort down for a while, and since they've kind of, you know, perfected this this model.
Well, we one of the other design criteria is actually with both coops, with the round top coop and the belfry coop, is that they are built kind of modularly, I guess is the best way to describe it. So the round top coop has an optional run extension that you can add that basically doubles the amount of yard space. And you can actually add as many run extensions as you want to. They sort of stack into each other. The belfry has a run extension that we just introduced this month. So you can, again, increase the amount of yard space. We've introduced also, I guess it was last month, what we're calling the ranchette, which is basically two of our round top coops connected together. And it's got kind of a neat feature. So one of the back panels is replaced with a panel that has a door. So you can have two ranchettes side by or two round tops side by side, keep, you know, your older chickens in one side and your younger chicks that you're growing out on the other side. And then when they're ready to be integrated, open the door. You know, because I've found that integrating newer birds in with older established birds takes some time, and it's I found I've had good luck when they can see each other through wire but not necessarily have interaction, and so this has worked it worked really well, so we're excited about that. Our next coop that we will design is a walk-in model. I suspect that is going to be late fall because we have already started to get extremely busy. And so that, you know, that takes a couple of months because we do. We build them here. We stick a bunch of our own chickens in, and then we use it every single day just like all of our customers will, and tweak it. You know, oh, this door should be over here because it would be easier, or, you know, why don't you make this side a little taller? You know, just different things that, you know, like I said, we use them just like our customers will, and, you know, that helps us. So I suspect that the walk-in model will be a ways down down the line when we're not quite so busy.
Absolutely. Yeah, busy is a good thing. Let me run down
busy
the list
is a very
here
good
for
thing.
Busy is a good thing. Absolutely. I'm finding that out now. with everything, of course, you know, in November it starts to pick up with everybody in the kind of the chicken industry. And then by the time February 10th, 15th gets here, it is just there's no turning back. You're being pushed all the way through mid-May and into June. And then, of course, in the fall it seems to pick up a little bit as well for a couple of months. So let's cover, first, folks, you can go post it in the chat room, of course, and you've seen it on Facebook a gazillion times. It is urbancoopcompany.com, urbancoopcompany.com. You can go there. You can check everything out, all the special features they have with extended run and the custom carved name board and just really the whole nine yards. So the easy fill water they have, the easy fill feeder. Really, the whole nine yards. So let me go ahead and get kind of go down this list with the current grand prize package. Of course, we have the round top chicken coop for $799, shipping to the lower 48 states, $89. The extended run that Diane was just talking about, $349. A chicken swing from we got that. We've got the Peck and Play Mobile Run. Let's see, the chicken swings valued at $52. Peck and Play Mobile Run, $49.99. We've got the custom carved name board. We'll let you tell us about that in just a moment, $39. An original Redoodles watercolor painting, which was awesome. We featured that on our Facebook page, $50 value there. A GQF Hovabator Genesis Incubator. That is their top-of-the-line tabletop incubator over at GQF, $134.95. A Brensea EcoGlow 20 Brooder Heater, $74.99, and a Mount Healthy Hatcheries gift certificate for $50. And, of course, you can use that for anything you want. If you need some baby chicks to get started with this package, then there you go. Or whatever they carry up there at Mount Healthy, that would be good for. So a $50 gift certificate there, that is the grand prize package. And then we have the, also the second place package, which includes the Belfry chicken coop, $499, shipping lower 48 states, $59, the extended run, $49, the easy fill feeder, easy fill water at $39 each, and of course the custom carved name board, $39. And we have the second place package valued at $824. And so $1,687, $824, both absolutely amazing prize packages here for this contest, thanks to UrbanPoopCompany.com. And so tell us about, because I don't know of anybody else that's actually doing it, tell us about, I guess it's because the talent of your husband and the equipment he has as a builder and loving woodwork as a hobby and craft, about the custom carved name board and how that how they can use that and customize that.
The custom carved name board came about the design of the round top coop to get the rounded part. We use a CNC machine, a computer numerically controlled machine. So it's basically a router controlled by a computer, and we build cut files to make actually quite a few of the parts that we use in both of the coops, the holders that hold the roost bars in place. And when we first got the CNC machine, we were kind of learning about the different things that it can do. And my husband said, you know, it's got the ability to do all these different carvings with different fonts. And so we came up with a custom carved name board, and it's the ability for customers to personalize their coops. So above the door on both of the coops, people can put pretty much anything that they can think of to customize their coop. And we around here have so much fun seeing what people come up with to customize their coops. I mean, it is hilarious, the things that they come up with. Cluck Dynasty, and the other day was Happy, Happy, Happy Hen House. And, you know, we get a lot of fun just, you know, Smith Family Farms, and, you know, it's just something neat that, you know, is relatively easy for us to do, and but people love it, and it's been so much fun for us.
Yeah, I was looking at some of those on, I think, on your website, and there was like the egg factory, and just, you know, anything they wanted to, you know, the I don't know, the egg layers, the ladies, or something like that. So yeah, you can get very creative. That even have your name, you know, the Schneiders, or like you said, the Smith Farm or whatever. So yeah, anything that they want, y'all can do and customize that for them. So that's always a really custom and nice added touch that no one else is going to have. So that's really makes for a nice feature. So we thank you for Coop DeVille, someone put in the chat room.
You know, it's been really interesting, the number of coops that people are ordering as gifts. And I think that's partly attributable to the custom carved name board, because what a fun gift at Christmas time. We had quite a few grandparents ordering coops for, you know, as family gifts for, you know, their kids and their grandkids, you know, and, you know, Nono's Hen House or Nana's Hen House, and, you know, it's just really fun.
Somebody, Mandy, put in the chat room, she's going to have, if she wins on hers, no dudes allowed. No
Perfect.
Dudes allowed. So, there you go, yeah. So she's just going to have a hen house. And no dudes allowed. So pretty good. Let's see. No, Dee, I do not believe those are the same coop. So now I did want to clarify something here, because I noticed on your website, and of course with the shipping costs, that might surprise some folks. But there is, as we hear every Christmas time, on so many different packages, some assembly required. And so Basic Hum in a package or multiple packages, they'll be shipped right to your front door. But some assembly with these coops obviously is required. And so, but I think they come with great directions and very limited tools and woodworking skill at all to put these together. So tell us a little bit about the process that the two winners would have to go through.
My design criteria, first it had to be cute, second it had to be very easy to put together. And so, again, like I told you, you know, we test all of our coops. The other thing that we did as we were building them is my husband would present me, you know, what a customer would get, and I would attempt to put it together. And the first couple designs had, you know, me doing some things that were just a little outside of my skill range, like screwing something in upside down. And so kind of based on that feedback, you know, we sent it back to the drawing board, and what we came up with the round top is 2 hours or less assembly. And it is truly a 2 hour or less assembly process. And it's basically, I think, the easiest way to describe the chicken coops, how they come to you, is a kit. So all of the wire is already attached. Basically, you are doing the final assembly. We use really good Torx head screws that you can't strip them out. I mean, you know, so we've made it as user-friendly as possible. And, you know, I interact with customers a lot, and it's truly a two-hour process for the round top and about an hour for the belfry coop to put it together.
I was going to say that's awesome, because that just adds to add a perk in there, add to the experience of a family project, whether it's you and your wife and your kids involved and things like that. That's, you know, the excitement of, okay, folks, tomorrow we got the coop. Tomorrow, Saturday morning, we're going to wake up and we're going to put this thing together, and it just adds another family project that you can do as a family. And how exciting is it to say, look what we did?
Right. I had one customer call me one time, and he says, I told my in-laws, he said, look at this coop I built. He said, I didn't really tell them that all I did was assemble it. I just told them, hey, look at this coop I built. He said, they were so impressed with me. And I said, oh, well, good. Perfect. Well, and to let you know, so you mentioned homeschoolers at the beginning. We actually are a homeschooling family, and it's been great. It gives my kids are my main delivery helpers, because we do sell a decent number locally, and they go with me to do local deliveries, and we assemble them for customers in the local Austin area. And my 12-year-old twin daughters are actually our assembly team. So when we get an order, I hand it to them and say, okay, I need this assembled by Wednesday. And, you know, after they're finished with school in the afternoon, they go out and assemble a coop. And so I always tell people, if two 12-year-olds can assemble it, certainly you can assemble it. So
there you go. Absolutely. When every time, you know, Christmas rolls around, birthday, Lily, we're celebrating her birthday this Saturday. She'll be one on the 15th, but we'll be on tour. So we're celebrating it this Saturday with family while we're here at kind of at the base camp in Atlanta before we hit the road for the tour, and was here for the at the CDC for the webinar. It worked out pretty good. But I always shouldn't admit this, but whether it be birthday or Christmas or whatever, and I see a package that, you know, some assembly require a tricycle, whatever, you know, I would, you know, I think that the companies need to come up for the dads anyway, and I guess it would apply to the moms, on a package, you know, some assembly acquired, but underneath have a rating system, like it would be, you know, is this a 6 cuss word project? Is it a 20 cuss word project? Or is it just a, you know, a 3 cuss word project? So that would let the guys know that, oh man, if this is going to be a 20 cuss word project, I'm not even going to go there. I should not be saying it is a homeschool program, but whenever I see some assembly required, just talking about it now, I'm thinking about all the times I put things together, and now that I have, you know, 2.5-year-olds, and even before, and I'm like, we need to have a new grading system for some assembly required, and this is a a 12 cuss word project.
I think that's perfect. I think ours is limited cuss words. But yes, it is true. Sometimes you see that and you think, oh no. But that was, like yeah. I said, that was one of our design criteria is that, you know, again, people's time is limited. They don't have, you know, forever to be assembling. And the other thing is, you know, if they had a lot of skills, they'd probably be building a chicken coop themselves. And so, you know, we keep all of that in mind with everything that we design. It's just, it needs to be easy to put together. Another thing is not only easy to put together, but you put it together correctly so that it's sturdy and predator-proof and, you know, you just don't have issues with it.
Right. Yep. I completely, you can probably hear my two-year-old in the back. They just came back. They went over to the playground, and he came back, and he had a couple of rocks, and we happened to be at Stone Mountain Park here in Atlanta, and he comes in with a couple of little granite rocks. He's like, Stone Mountain Rock, Stone Mountain Rock. So it's just so funny. It's a family show, everybody. That's what we're all about. So, okay, we need to go to the phone lines here. I'm going to go ahead. Give me just a second, and I'm going to get this number down from this Word document of the grand prize winner. And I've been doing this for 5 years, so what happens is normally when I go to call the winner and their phone doesn't ring, they go away. But the issue is that we have two winners today, so they're going to be hanging on here. They're like, oh, my phone's not ringing, or, oh, that's not me, and then they'll hang up, or they'll just, you know, move on. But now we've got two, so I get to hang on to you guys for a little bit longer. So, and I normally call them about two or three times if they don't pick up, just to annoy them, because we all know I don't recognize that number. I'm not picking it up, or what have you. But most, I think a lot of people know that if they're, and then of course, someone in the chat room just says, my phone just rang, and I thought it was you. I about peed in my pants. So, let's see here. On the switchboard. So there is a learning curve here, even though, you know, we do this about once a month. So just bear with me while I do this. If there's a moment of dead air, no worries. If I somehow get booted or disconnected, don't worry. I will be back. So stand by. I'm going to see if we can take care of this here and see if we can't call the call. This will be for the grand prize package, which is the round top coop, and all those great prizes, the incubator, the brooder heater, the chicken swing, the gift card, the whole nine yards. So let me go ahead and try to do this here, and let's see if we go. Got to punch in the number. It's all this high-tech stuff. And again, they may or may not answer. I'll try them two or three times, and we'll go on to the next winner. You do not have to pick up or be listening live to win. That was one of the rules. But it is always fun on the occasions we can have them. So let's see if we can do this here. Diane, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, great.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Okay, now see, that doesn't matter much because we're going to try them again and see. They may be at work, they may be whatever the case may be. So we're going to try again in here and just let's go ahead and call them right back because you know how it is. Well, they're calling back again. What in the world do they want? So give me just a second and we'll try it again. And then if that doesn't pan out, we may try it three times and then we'll try the next winner. And see what we have a second place person. Get them to pick up. I'm sure I'm not in the chat room, but I'm sure everybody in the chat room wants. My phone's not ringing.
No, they're not even, I don't even get the, your phone has been. Okay. We'll try that back in a minute. Let's go ahead and try, for the sake of time, the second place winner, which is the Belfry coupe package. So give me just a second, and I'll try to do this one here. Give me, I wonder if it'll let me copy and paste. Let me just see if I can try this. That'll take a lot less time, like I said, folks. It's a high tech. Okay, let's see if this is going to work. Let me eliminate that. Okay, now we'll try this second place, and then we'll go back and try the grand prize again, and I'll announce the grand prize winner's name. And then, so here we go. Let's try this one. Being able to get in touch with some folks, because we're right in smack in the middle of the day, so we'll keep trying here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 501-317-0.
You unlock the coupe door with a key of frustration.
Okay, that was weird. Kind of hit a couple of different buttons there. So, okay, we're going to try. Let me try back one more time, and then I'll just announce the winners, and we will end the show. So I'm going to try the grand prize winner one more time. If they don't pick up, I'll just at that point announce the winner's name and where they're located. And just one second. It's always fun when they pick up, but again, sometimes they're just at work and they can't. So let's try this again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and announce the winner. The grand prize, since we can't get in touch with them, then we'll go back and try the second place winner. Okay. The grand prize packet winner for the February Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest sponsored by Urban Coop Company is Denise Carpenter from, I believe it's pronounced, Inverness, Florida. So I-N-V-E-R-N-E-S-S. So Denise Carpenter from, that's either Inverness or Inverness, Florida. You are the grand prize package winner of the February Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest. Now, we will try to continue to call her after the show. We'll send her over an email. We'll post her information on Facebook. She will know very soon that she is the grand prize winner. And what will happen is once we make contact with her, we'll start getting all the prizes shipped over to her. Just like the winner of the January coop, she has gotten just about, I think, every single prize, and then the coop's supposed to be there in the next 10 days. So how cool is that? I'm going to try this next the second prize winner one more time. You still with us, Diane? Put her on mute, too. Hang on just a second. There we go. Diane, you still with us?
I am.
Okay, good. Let's try this again here, and then we'll try the second place, and then we'll announce their name, and then we'll end the show. So let's try this one. Yep. Thank you.
Hello.
Is this Lisa?
It is.
Hey, Lisa. This is Andy Schneider, also known as the Chicken Whisperer. And on the phone with me, I've got Diane, the owner of Urban Chicken Coop Company, UrbanCoopCompany.com. And I just wanted to call and let you know that you are the second place prize winner for the February Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest.
Oh, hi.
Yes, congratulations,
wow,
Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you. That is so exciting.
Yep. So let me kind of tell you what you won here. Again, from UrbanCoopCompany.com, we've got the second place prize package, which is absolutely awesome. The Belfry Chicken Coop, valued at $499. Shipping to the lower 48 states, which is $59. The Extended Run for $149. The Easy Fill Feeder for $39. The Easy Fill Waterer for $39, and the Custom Carved Name Board, which you can have anything under the moon, actually carved into that. We were talking about names earlier, like Cluck Dynasty and No Dudes Allowed and all these other fun things, and that's valued at $39, which comes to a total package of $824 that you have just won for being a fan of Chicken Whisperer.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
That
so,
is great.
So the ultimate question here is, because I've got about 6 minutes left, do you own any chickens at this time?
They are ordered and on their way, so I'm so excited.
That is super.
They,
so I guess maybe you've ordered them and you're getting them as like day-old chicks?
Yes, yes. It's my first time.
Alrighty, and so you've got kind of a brooder prepared or an idea of about a brooder that you're going to put them in when you get them, correct?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, well,
that's
awesome.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. And then that's super. And then in about 6 to 8 weeks, when they are ready to go outside, you're going to have an absolutely beautiful Belfry chicken coop to put them in. How awesome is that with a feeder?
That is great.
You're not going to have to go out and buy a feeder now. You're not going to have to go out and buy a waterer now. All that's built into the coop itself, so that's very cool, and you'll have your coop.
Yes.
So the hard work is now done for you. You can now just kind of relax and enjoy it.
I'm so excited! That is great.
And I've got the owner Diane with the coop company on. I've got about 6 minutes. Do you have any? Or Diane, do you have any comments?
Oh well, Lisa, where are you located?
I'm in Benton, Arkansas.
Oh, perfect.
Well,
I am excited to get in touch with you and be thinking of something clever to put on your custom carved name board. And
definitely.
We will get it shipped out to you as soon as you're ready for it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yep,
thank you.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. And so what I'll do is I will give you a call probably later this towards the evening, Lisa. And, you're in Benton, Arkansas. And I'll give you a call a little bit later. We'll touch base, and I'll confirm your shipping address and all that information. And to be honest, there may be even a couple of more prizes that I can throw in for you. But it's an amazing prize package, and I'll call you later.
It is. I'm so excited.
To get all the details from you.
Thank you so much.
Next thing you know, you're very, very, very welcome. So people often post on my Facebook page, I don't feel lucky. I never win anything. It won't be me. So have you won anything like this ever? I mean, the lottery, the million-buck lottery?
No, never. But you
awesome.
Won't win if you don't try. That's right.
I tell people that when they post that, it's like, I'll never win. 12,000 entries, 17,000 entries. And then you're probably thinking the same thing. Oh, what the heck, you know, exactly.
Right.
So, but what we're going to have you do also is when you get the coop delivered, And we would love for you to take pictures along the way of how it is delivered in the packaging. And then once it's, like we talked about earlier on the show, very simple assembly for anybody, right at an hour to, for your unit, the belfry, an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. And then pictures of the final project with your chickens in there and join that group. And then we can share them with all of our fans on Facebook to say, hey, look, yes,
yeah,
people actually win these contests. Yes, you're going to get a coop delivered. Yes, this is for real. And no, we don't share your information or sell it to anybody.
Yes, I appreciate
that.
All
legitimate
concerns. I will definitely
I understand
do
that.
That
yep, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, and I will get in touch with you later this afternoon and get all your information.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Yep. All right, well, that was pretty cool. That was pretty fun, and it worked out perfect timing. We've got 2 minutes and 47 seconds before I'm cut off of air. So, Diane, UrbanCoopCompany.com. Oh, I had a question in the chat room for you, Diane, and you may have had this question before. Somebody wants to know, since they didn't win the coop or if they already have a coop, can they call and order just the custom name board? Do you ever do that, say, you know, or is it just kind of for coop purchasers?
No, we're happy to send out a custom carving. We haven't actually done it, but we're happy to do it. It's easy to load up the machine and get it sent out. So, yeah, we're happy to do that.
That might be also an additional income maker, because I don't know anybody that's doing that right now and specialized for coops. And someone, the millions or hundreds of thousands that already have a coop, and they think, hey, man, this is awesome. It's custom. It's beautiful. Two screws right to above the coop door, and it's done. And so,
yeah.
And absolutely, for $39 plus shipping, can't beat that with a stick. So that might be something that we can share as well and say, hey, if you didn't win the two coops today in the contest, if you're interested in the custom board, then, hey, you know, here's their contact information. So I've got 90 seconds left. Diane, thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, we got a hold of one. I'll get a hold of the other later today, I'm sure, and post all this information for the winners on Facebook and that type of thing, and then I will get you all of their shipping information for the winners, and maybe, just maybe, we will see you in April. Stop by and broadcast live from your location.
I hope so. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all you do for backyard poultry. I appreciate it very much as a poultry owner and as a business owner, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And, folks, again, that was Diane, owner of UrbanCoopCompany.com. Go check them out. They are the big reason why we were able to have this February Ultimate Chicken Coop Contest. And thank you for your nice comments, Diane. We look forward and try our best to get over to your location and meet you in person when we're on the tour coming up. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up, and our next show will be coming up this Monday, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. And I believe the topic, if I remember correctly, is fertility. So that'll be this Monday with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless.
Oh.